I'm Joseph. This is Input English. Welcome. If you're joining us for the first time, this channel provides content for comprehensible input. This is a great way to improve your English language skills. If you're new to comprehensible input, I have a lot of videos on that subject that explain how to use this content. So let's get started. Our story today begins in the park. It's a Saturday morning and it's very quiet. Later in the day, this park will be teeming with people from the neighborhood and the surrounding neighborhoods because it's a lovely place to spend time on a Saturday. At the moment, there are no people around. There are no sounds of the city that can be heard at the edge of this lake in the park. The lake is set back away from the roads, so you just can't hear sounds of the city at the edge of the lake. On the grass near the lake, there is a great blue heron. This heron is walking and looking for small animals to eat. Frogs, lizards, insects are all fair game for this capable hunter. This heron will wade out into the shallow water and capture fish. At the moment, the heron is ashore. In the water, there are a bunch of coots, otherwise known as mud hens. These are wild birds that are commonly seen in lakes like this. There are also some mallards. And you can see the male mallard has a bright green head. The green is very saturated. The hens don't have that green head. There's also a pair of wood ducks. As is often the case with ducks, it is the male of the species that has the more colorful plumage. This pair of wood ducks is a male and a female. They're a little smaller than the mallards. One can see birds and animals up close like this before all the human activity in this park develops later in the day. The edge of the lake has a sandy shore. This sandy area is for swimming, and there are very few water plants because of all the swimming activity in that area. Plus, the groundskeepers in this park keep this sandy beach clear of vegetation. On either side of the sandy beach, there's a more natural shoreline with lots of plants. Next to the beach, there is a wooden dock that projects out over the water. People use that dock for fishing. Soon we hear footsteps. They're coming closer. So far, no one is in sight, but the footsteps are getting louder, and in a moment, two boys come around a large bush following the path toward the beach. Behind them comes a dog. The dog is ranging widely and exploring all the magnificent smells that this park provides. The dog approaches the boys and is carrying a stick. One of the boys, the taller one, takes the stick from the dog and throws it. The dog races off to retrieve it, and this repeats. They all continue moving toward the beach. Now, the boys are Craig and Rusty. Rusty is the taller of the two, and he's easy to identify because of his bright red hair. The dog is Oscar. And Oscar is having a wonderful time retrieving the stick, which is being thrown by each of the boys in turn. When they got to the beach, Oscar brought the stick, but this time Rusty threw the stick into the shallow water. Of course, this didn't bother Oscar at all. He plunged into the water, which came halfway up his legs, and easily plucked the stick, which was floating on the water. The boys realized that this dog was very comfortable in the water, and so the next few throws were into the lake, and each one was further out. After the first series of these throws, Oscar was retrieving this stick, which was floating in water much deeper than he could reach the bottom. So he had to swim out to it, grab it with his mouth, and then swim back. For Oscar, this was great fun. The boys rather enjoyed it as well. It was about this time that Rusty got an idea. It was something from his recollection of his days in Miami. He looked around and within a minute or two found a rock. Now, there are not many rocks around this beach. The beach is just sand. But he was able to find a rock over next to a tree, and it was a polished river rock. It was smooth and rounded, a little bit smaller than a baseball. Rusty was well aware that he should not throw that rock to get Oscar to catch it, because the impact on Oscar's teeth could cause real damage. But once the rock is stopped on the ground, Oscar could retrieve that. Let's see if he would do it, thought Rusty. He tossed the rock onto the ground, and true to form, Oscar went over, picked it up, brought it to him, and dropped it at his feet. He threw it further, and this cycle was repeated. It appeared to both boys that Oscar was ready to fetch this polished rock and bring it back to them. It was then that Rusty tossed the rock into the very shallow water, right at the edge of the lake. Oscar retrieved it as if nothing different had happened. The next toss into the lake was a little bit deeper. Now, when Oscar picked the rock up this time, he got water in his nose, so he came up with the rock, but he was snorting to get the water out of his nose. The next half a dozen throws were at that depth, where he had to put his entire muzzle under the water, but not his whole head. Quickly, Oscar became very accustomed to doing this. He was no longer snorting water because of water in his nose. Somehow he had figured out how to keep his nose clear and not have a problem with water. It was time to go deeper. Oscar was still having a great time and was still willing to retrieve this rock and bring it to them. They kept throwing the rock just a little bit further, and soon Oscar was retrieving that rock, but had to wade out into the deeper water and plunge his entire head into the water before he could reach the rock. This went on for about an hour, and it became very clear that this dog was very willing to retrieve objects from underwater. The only question is, what is his limit? Since they had been there for a while, it was time to get on home. They each had things to do on this Saturday morning, but they decided to return on the following day, on Sunday, to see if they could get Oscar to retrieve the rock from even deeper in the lake. On Sunday morning, they returned, the three of them. Craig retrieved the rock from its hiding place. They had put it somewhere they could find it, because rocks like this were not plentiful at the edge of this lake. They started out easy. They threw it in the very shallow water, and Oscar quickly retrieved it and brought it to them. He remembered what he had learned from the previous day. They kept working into deeper and deeper water. Soon they were tossing the rock deep enough into the lake that Oscar needed to swim a little bit to get out to that location before he plunged to the bottom. Each time he came up with a rock and returned it to them. With this accomplishment, they lavished praise on Oscar. They told him what a great dog he was and how proud they were of him. Craig remembered that he had some doggy treats in a plastic bag in his pocket that he had brought for this purpose. He wanted to reinforce this behavior and make it very clear to Oscar that he was doing the right thing retrieving like this. So Craig reached into his pocket, pulled out a doggy treat, and broke it in half, putting the other half back in the bag, and then presenting half a doggy treat to Oscar. This was eaten quickly. Now we're back to the training. They kept working in slightly deeper water, and soon they had it deep enough in the lake that Oscar would swim out to the location that he had marked in his mind, dive to the bottom, and the only thing you could see was his tail sticking out of the water as he found the rock and retrieved it. He came back to the surface and swam back, presenting them proudly with this rock. With this feat, Oscar earned a full doggy treat. Lots of praise was lavished on Oscar. Now the boys have a plan. They had discussed their options, and their plan was to perfect this fetching behavior, and they wanted to get Oscar's skills up to the level that he could swim out to deep water, plunge completely underwater, grab the rock, and bring it back to them. The following weekend, they resumed the training of Oscar in his deep diving skills. It was on Saturday afternoon that Oscar was able to swim out to deep water, plunge completely underwater, and return with the rock. They repeated this many times. They realized that they would have a great opportunity in the future to bring their family down to the lake and demonstrate this extraordinary skill that they had taught Oscar the dog. Now, this idea of a dog retrieving an object from deep water was not one that was just cooked up by these boys. It actually came from something that Rusty had seen online. He had seen videos of dogs retrieving objects from the bottom of swimming pools, so he knew that it was possible. The only question is, could they teach Oscar to do this task? The only question remaining is, when will they bring other family members down to the lake to show off this amazing dog trick? I invite comments below. And if you like videos like this, be sure to click on this one next. See you soon.